Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Nun Dalid, and we are beginning Siman Taf Nun Dalid, and this is going to be discussing with what matzah are you not yotze, or with what matzahs are you yotze? Beza matzah ain't yotze de chavasa. Aleph ain yotzin lo bepas subin the lo bepas mursin. Okay, you're not yotze with matzah, right? That is made out of subin or out of mursin. So what's subin? And what's morsin? So let's see. First, he says ein yotzin, lefisha ein kruyin lechem. It's because if it's made out of the subin or the morsin, it's not considered bread. Ukemavuar biyaredaya siman shin chav dalad the mayhay time up turin gamken menachala. And that's why you do not have to go ahead and take challah. The mitzvah of challah does not have to be separated because, as you know, okay, matzah has a shame lechem. It's lechem. It's not chametz, but it's. It's lechem only. It has to be lechem. If it's not lechem, it's not matzah. Okay? And that's why if it's made out of this subin or morsin, this matzah, it's not lechem. That's why there wouldn't be any, forgetting about Pesach, you would not take challah from this dough during the year if it was made out of it because it doesn't have a status of lechem. What is this subin and morsin? So look what he says. Beis. Subin, hainu klipa hanosheres min ha-chita, Bishas Ksisha. So what subin is, it's the husk that falls off the kernel when it's pounded. And morsan, what's morsan? Hainu klipa daka hanisheres benapa acha yitzias hakemach. The morsan is the thin peel that remains after it's pounded. And then when you go ahead and sift it out, it's the thin peel junk that's left in the sieve after the flour goes ahead and falls through the sieve, right? It's the klipa daka and sheres benapa acha yitzias hakemach. The yesh mefarshin behifuch, and there are those that say it's just the opposite. Some say subin is the husk that falls off when it's pounded, and that morsan is the husk that falls off when it's pounded, and subin is the thin peel that remains in the sieve. But what are both of these? This is what's called the bran, right? What's known as the bran, when you go ahead and you make white flour, a white bread, that's what you take. You're clearing out. You're clearing out the husk. You're clearing out the peel. This little peel, this thin peel, that's over the kernel. And then you got nice, clean white flour. Okay. So what he's saying is, let's say you just made bran bread. You just made it out of the husk and the subin and the morsin. That would not be bread. It might be nice and healthy. It might be good for your digestive system. It might be fiber one, but it ain't gonna be bread. Okay, that's what he says, and it's not going to be matzah. However, he says le'inyan shriyas suban umorsan b'mayim. So, what would you say then if you just had the suban and the morsan and you soaked it in water? Do you have to worry about chametz? So he says yivur l'kama mitzim tafsam achesiv aleph ayin shem mishabur. He says that's going to be spelled out later on in tafsam achesiv aleph. Check out the mishabur. What we're going to see there is fascinatingly, even though the brand will not be able to establish matzah, even though the morsan and the subin, if it's ground up and made into a matzah, is not halachic matzah, it will be chametz if it gets soaked at all. Like the same way any wheat kernels, if it's soaked, right, becomes chametz, so too will the subin and the morsan. What's the reason for this? Is the reason for this because by nature that these things also become chametz, like tvua, or is it because it might be like within every, we're concerned that there's always some, actual flour or kernel in there, and therefore that's why we're concerned. We move weiter. So then he says, "Aval, but loshu es ha'isa basubin." You could go ahead though and knead the dough with the subin and the morsin shabo v'yotzeba. Let's say you want to go ahead and make a whole wheat matzah, which, by the way, a lot of our matzah, the shmur matzah, I think, are whole wheat. Okay, you don't want to take out the bran. You want to leave at least some of the bran in or whatever. That's okay. And that will count towards the matzah. I mean, you can't make a matzah totally out of the bran, but if you have the bran, if you have the subin and the morsan mixed in it, that's part of whole wheat matzah. That's totally fine. That's what he says. But now we see something interesting in the Mishnah Berurah. Look what he says, Sifkat and Gimel. Basubin v'marasin shabbat. Shekein derech ha'ani lechol pito mikemach she'ena menuka. It's a fascinating thing. In the old days, white bread, that was, who ate white bread? Only the rich people. So it's a big thing to get white, nice, clean white bread. That's the rich. The poor people ate the bread. It was not sifted. There was whole wheat. Today, it's just the opposite. You go to buy a whole wheat challah, it costs twice as much as a regular, you know, because we have, obviously, flour, you know, it's nice and cheap, and you know, but it's the whole wheat matzah. That's something that, you know, it's all supply and demand. But anyway, he says, Shekein derech ha'ani lecho pito b'kem ha'she'eno menuka. Even the aniyim would eat this, and therefore, this whole wheat matzah, and therefore it's going to be matzah. And therefore, heim etzdarfin gam kein l'shir k'zayis matzah. And not only won't it mess up the matzah by having this, like having the subin, by having the subin and the mursan in it, it will actually count towards the shir. Right? You have to have a kezayis of matzah. So if this kezayis of matzah is made up of mursan and subin, so you might say, oh, you don't have a kezayis of real matzah because the subin and the mursan is not matzah. No, when it's part and together with the actual kernels and ground together with it, it counts towards the actual shear and the amount of regular matzah. You don't have to have a kezayis of ground kernel, of ground pure kernel, like soles, flour, whatever, in there, in order for it to be a full kezayis of matzah. And he says, v'dafka, however he says, v'dafka imlo hifrisha mimeno. It's only if you did not yet separate the subin and the mursan. However, he says, adal hifrisha mimeno. If, however, you separated it out, because again, what you do is you pound it, and then you separate out the husk, right? And then you sift out the thin peel when you went ahead and sifted the flour. So let's say afterward you took that, after you separated it out, and then you went ahead and remixed it into the flour. So he says, if that's the case, like because of the ervan l'toch ha-kemach, if you separate it, then you put it back into the kemach v'losh al-miyachet, and you kneaded it together, ain mitzdarfen l'shir kezayis. Then it's not going to join up to the shear of the kezayis. It doesn't sound like it's going to mess up the matzah, but in terms of the shear of the kezayis, once it gets separated, so then it's now divorced from the kernel, and once divorced from the kernel, it's no longer something that is all part of the grain anymore. It's now considered separate, and therefore when you put it back, it can't join up into the actual shear of the kezayis of matzah. Okay, let's move weiter. So, you're going to be yotzei ba. You're going to be yotze if it's mixed together. Again, if you didn't separate it out and you ground it all together, you're going to be yotze. He says here, and not only are you yotze with this matzah that seemingly is like, you know, secondary matzah, where it's like, you know, whole wheat and you didn't separate it out. It's like, you know, shvachamaisa. So too, when you have tvua that was nibbled on by worms, and right, which is also not grain that is, you know, so, you know, you might not think it's Meichel Adam, because it's been nibbled on. Even so, it's going to be grain that can be used for matzah. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues on. V'yotze b'matzah misoles nikiya b'yoser. Now he goes in the other extreme. He says, not only that, but what about if you have a super fine flour, a super clean flour? You might think that that's not good for matzah. Why? It's not lechem oni. So he says, "Ve'ein omrim ein ze lechem oni." We do not say that this is not lechem oni. It will get the status of lechem oni by virtue of the way it's made. If it's made, okay, without it rising, that will define it as lechem oni, even if the etzem flour sheba is the flour of rich man's bread, namely nice, clean, you know, like soles is where they keep going ahead and sifting it till it gets, you know, so, you know, clean and white and even so, you could be yotzei with that. Then the Rama continues. Now the Rama says there is an inyan lechatchila with respect to lechem oni. The matzah should not be so wide, right? Dahavi ka'ashisha. What's it? Ashisha. Ashisha is a piece of bread that's very wide. Look at the Mishnah Berura. Hey, dahavi ka'ashisha. Gemara minan lechem oni. Why does it say lechem oni? Prat la'ashisha. What is lashisha? Perish gluska gedola, nice big, huge piece. Exactly what the size of that is. Obviously, it's huge. Okay, and you shouldn't have huge matzahs, but it's mashma that this is only lechatchila. You will still be yotze. That's what because the Mishnah Berurah says with tov lechatchila not to have huge matzahs. Beis isas haklavim. You have dough, okay? That is dough that was made for dogs. Dog food. Okay. Bizman sharoim ochlim mimena yotzimba. If this dough, which is ultimately made into some type of bread, is something that the shepherds also eat from it. So then you'll be yotze your mitzvah of matzah with such dough. V'im lav, but if the roim do not eat from this, ein yotzen boy. You're not going to be yotze. And Shulchan Aruch says she'ein zu mishumeres l'shem matzah, because it was not, because if it did not, if it was just plain dog food and not meant also for the roim, the shepherds, to eat it, it's not considered something that was made for human consumption, and therefore can't be viewed as mishumeres, as matzah shemura. Now we're going to see the mishumura is going to explain that it's much more than just not matzah shemura. It might not even be, it's not going to be even lechem. So let's see. And just before we get to the mishumura, Haggah says kachem divrei haRambam. Because what the Shulchan Aruch just described was the Rambam shita, as opposed to the shita he's going to mention momentarily. But before we see the sheet that he's going to mention, let's see how the Rambam understands this. Now, this is all based on a Mishnah in Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, where it says, Isas haklovim, the dough of dogs, when the roim eat from it, you're chayiv in Chala, and you make the bracha of hamotzi on it, and you do zimun, and you're yaitze, your chova on Pesach and Matzah. So, what's this shita here? The Shulchan Aruch is describing that of the Rambam. So the Mishnah is going to spell it out. Look at the seed inside. Sif katan vav. Bizman sha'aroim ochem. Ritzon olomar. This means to say, im darcho shel balabayis zeh. If the derech of this balabayis, of this dough, who made this dough, is lahachil mimena, is to feed not only his dogs with this, but also dam l'roav ha'yisrael, but also to have his Jewish roem, his Jewish shepherds, eat from it. Im kain kishalasha v'afa. When he goes ahead and he is kneading it and baking it, hareyu mechaben shitehe, his kavana is also gam kein lachilas adam. Then it's going to be also lachilas adam, and therefore it could be viewed as matzah shmura, because since it's being done for roim as well that are Jewish, so then mistama it's also shamur lewat lematzah. So that's what he says. Zayin yotzim ba demeachar sheyesh chelek leroav ba. Since part of it is for his Jewish shepherds, okay, meaning it's also meant for them, therefore it's becheskas shimur l'shem matzah kaimi. Therefore it has the status of being matzah shmura, and one can be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah even from this. The yaftim istama mu'urava mursan upsoles harbe, even though it has a lot of what in it? It probably has a lot of the husks and the bran, and all that stuff mixed in. Kederech isas haklovim, like, right, you're not going to take out, you're not making fine flour for the dog, it's going to be mixed up with all the junk. Afilu hachi yoteba. Even so, you're going to be yotze. Okay? That's what it sounds like. Chsib katan ches, v'in lav, okay, if the roim will not eat from it, ritzon olomar, she'ein ha-roim ochlim. It means to say, if the roim did not eat from it, v'lush v'ofeh, rak litzorech haklovim, if he goes and he kneads it and bakes it only for the dogs, ubezeh afilu hoisa pas nekiya ein yotzei ba. And here, even if the bread itself was totally like made of fine flour, white flour, kunasayim taima sifkatan tes she'ein zu mishumeres l'shem matzah. What's the reason why it's not good? Because it's not mishumeres l'shem matzah. And now look what the Mishnah Berurah says: halashon ein meduktak. The lashon here of the Shulchan Aruch is not so exact. Why? Because the truth is, kevan shelo chashav klal achilas adam. If we're talking about where he did not want it even for any human consumption, then ein sheim lechem alav klal. If it's only for the dogs, then it's according to this opinion, it doesn't have the status of lechem at all. What's the biggest raya? Because it says that if it's pure isas klavim, that's not the roam are not ochlim, then you would not take off chala, you would not make hamotzi. Why? Because it's not bread. That's what he says. V'afilin yibrechas hamotzi. You wouldn't even make a hamotzi on it if it was made for dogs. Ela mishum da'ayri linyin Pesach. Since it's talking about Pesach, it adds another tam. Hosif o tam. Mishum zeh. It gives another tam that regardless, it wouldn't be good because it's not mishum meres. Okay? L'shem matzah. The mishum zeh gam kein ein yotzei ba. Also because of that, you're not yotzei. Meaning, on the flip side, we have to say that not only was it lechem, if you had kavana when you made it, that also the roim, the Jewish shepherds would eat from it, that makes it also matzah shmura. Okay? So it comes the Ramah. Now let's look at the Ramah. Kachein divrei haRambam.
This is the Rambam's opinion. However, Aval Yesh Omrim is a Yesh Omrim here. If they say the Tam Hatam Yishum She'eno Kari Lechem Kol Zman She'ena Roim Ochle Mimena V'chein Nira Iker.
He says, there's another opinion that says that its status of Lechem has nothing to do with what it was made for and who was it made for, and was it also made for the Roim. It has to do practically with whether or not the Roim would eat it. Meaning, when it says Bizman Shah Roim Ochlim, what it means is, does it have too much junk in it, too much husk and bran in it, that you wouldn't go ahead and eat it? A man would not go ahead and eat it. The Roman would not go ahead and eat it. So they understand it as too much what? Too much, if there's too much bran in it, where people would not eat from it, so then, okay, not so much the bran, the husk. Okay, when we talk about whole wheat bread, we don't eat all the junk, all the husk, and all the peel. Dog food has all of it in there. So that's what he says. So look what he says. Kachem Devei Rambam. Harav Katsar Bezeh. The Ramah is not spelling this out like I just spelled it out. And he's going to spell it out. But Tochak Gamal as follows. Dila Rambam Airi. The Rambam holds. Bein Bepas Yafa. Bein Bepas Shema'urav Bo Mursan Harbe. Regardless of whether you're dealing with bread that was made with mainly white flour and just has maybe a little bit of the bran in it, or if it has a lot of the Mursan, a lot of the husk, and a lot of the junk in there, it doesn't make a difference. Ikar chilukahu, the chiluk according to the Rambam is, im chashav rak leklovim? Did he go ahead and, when he made this dough, and he made this, right, flour and dough, was this purely for klovim? Oh, gam lachilas alam. Oh, is it also for his shepherds to eat? Ubah rav, it comes to Ramah, lomar, no. The yesh b'zeh svarah acheres is a different opinion. The lo tali klov machshavas. That would be the opinion of Rabbeinu Shimshon, who doesn't say it's tali in what the person's machshava was, what his das was when he made the dough. This opinion holds that when it's mixed into it, a lot of morsel, a lot of husk, and it's not something that is fitting for the roim, it doesn't have the status of lechem. And even according to this opinion, even if you wanted it also for the roim, there's an objective standard to what makes something considered a bread, and it has to be something that Roim, you know, like the objective, you know, not the particular Roim that might like to eat dog food, but the actual Roim, will the Roim go ahead and eat it? So therefore, butla daito. Therefore, we go with what the Roim, and any person, we can't say, oh, you got this one person who might actually like to eat dog food, therefore it's okay. Because there ain't derech, but adam lechol lechem is that, it's not the derech of people to go ahead and eat this bread. Ulehifach ima pas yafe. And this sheet holds just the same. The opposite, if you have good bread, meaning if you have nice clean bread, that's basically without the husks, then it's not going to make a difference. Afilu us on the klavim, according to this opinion, even if you made it for dog food, it doesn't make a difference. Din lechem Allah, l'chol advarim, has a status of lechem, l'chol advarim, barak le'inyin matzah. And according to this opinion, the only need for having it l'shem the roim is not in terms of it, okay, being what? Not in terms of it being bread or not, but you need it in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah shmura. It says, rak l'inyin matzah ein yotzin ba. Knows Rabbi Shmuel Shimshon agrees with the Rambam that you're not going to be able to be yotzei matzah on Pesach, de'ein meshumar l'shei matzah. Because he agrees that it's not going to be, it can't be matzah shmura, because matzah shmura means that you're being shomer l'shei mitzvah matzah. You can't be shomer l'shei mitzvah matzah if your kavana when you're being shomer and making it is for dogs. But in terms of it being lechem or not, that's purely not a function of his kavana. That's a function, according to the second opinion, on whether or not it is viewed as roeh food, or is it viewed as also roeh food, or is it kelev food. Exactly the hesber and the lumdis of the machlokes between the Rambam and the Shimshon in Shir.